easy. It's so simple. Because in life, don't we complicate things? We do, don't we? We complicate things. We overthink things. We make things up in our heads sometimes. And it's the enemy coming in with an attack. But we don't need to complicate things. Let's keep things simple. I like simple things. I always say that in my job. For those of you that don't know me, I'm a teacher. I like simple things. Keep it simple so people understand. And it was wonderful to hear from Dr. Wesley Paul, because it was such a blessing to hear that simplified, this is what you need to do. Come and see, follow me, is what Jesus said. Jesus' words, they're in red in my Bible. Come and see, follow me. And that's what we're going to talk about this morning. And I'm looking at your faces this morning, and I'm thinking, I've got such a love for you again this morning. Even those of you that I don't know, you are wonderful, lovely, amazing people. And if you don't believe that, please go away believing it today. You may have come with all sorts of things going on in your life, but he loves you. And if God loves you, you don't need to worry about what anybody else thinks about you. It's about him. It's about him. God loves you. He loves you so much. We've already said it, that he sent his son, Jesus, to die on the cross for us. And I want you to keep remembering that this morning, because people don't do that. I'm not going to send Rebecca as a sacrifice for me. She's my child. He sent his child. He sent his child to the cross to die for us so that we can be free and joyous. So smile, everybody, this morning. Smile and be happy and be joyous, because he loves you. He loves you. He loves you so, so much. So we had a wonderful weekend. Put your hands up if you enjoyed the weekend with Dr. Wesley Paul. Oh, yes. He was great. Wonderful words from God. And we're not focusing on the person, we're focusing on God. And he brought such a strong message from the Lord to us. And there's so much to reflect on. But more importantly, I went away thinking there's so much to act on. And I'd like to think that each of you went away and acted on something that was said at the weekend. I know I did, maybe not as much as I could have done, if I'm going to be honest. But I hope that you did go away and act on something. We were challenged, weren't we, to invite 3 people to church. And I don't know whether you did that or not, but that's not for me to judge and that's not for me to know. And some people may have gone away and they may have invited somebody. They may be here this morning, they may not. But those words that you've spoken to those people that you have invited will not lay dormant, because God is with you. Okay, so just encouraging you there, because I'm going to share a testimony later on. And I was very discouraged even last weekend about something that had happened with me. But you know, it left such a fire in me this weekend. And I reflected on many things, but I've also acted on many things. And in Job we read, don't we, to be doers of the word, not just hearers. In the Bible it tells us to be doers, to act on what we hear, not just hear it. Don't just take it in and hear it, to act on it. And it's left quite a fire in me last weekend. It really has. Thinking about this area of oral and thinking about the evangelism, thinking about the state of the world, but not being depressed about the state of the word, being joyous, because I know what happens in the end of this book. Amen. Do you know what happens at the end of the book? We are victorious. We win. We win. How amazing is that? Glory to God, we win. So you don't have to feel depressed and downtrodden about the things going on in this world, because we win. Amen. And if we follow Jesus, we are on the winning side. Oh, praise God. Do you know, thinking about evangelism and thinking about Rebecca's words, if it's simple, it can be so simple. We've just got to be strong and step out in faith, in love, love through faith. And Kath has spoken about that with her testimony this morning. You know, even before the service on Saturday morning, I felt myself shaking, thinking, Lord, what are you going to do with me this weekend? What are you going to speak to me about? What's going to happen next? what are the people of Living Faith Church going to hear from Dr. Wesley Paul? And Wesley Paul used the analogy that I've actually used before in one of my services about being keepers of the aquarium. Now, I'm looking at all of you this morning, and you are beautiful fish in this aquarium. You are beautiful. Each one of you is unique. You're all different. There's not one of you looks the same. Yeah, some of you might have long blonde hair, a couple of you, but you're not the same. You're not the same age. You're not the same makeup. You've got a unique fingerprint. You're in that aquarium this morning. I want you to break out of that aquarium this morning. And I want us as a church, and I really want to encourage us to do this, to be fishers of men like Dr. Wesley Paul. It convicted me, didn't condemn me. I didn't come away feeling depressed and sad about it. It gave me a bit of a spurring on last weekend. Come on, Ruth Horton, you can do more. You're associate pastor at Living Faith Church, but you can do more. I've stepped into a calling, but I can do more in that calling. There's more for each of you this morning. And there's more fish to come into this tank that won't have the limits of the walls around the tank. I think we're going to be like jumping fish, jumping out, flying fish, flying high. Yeah? Amen? Yes. The Bible tells us to be fishers of men. And we looked at it with Dr. Wesley on Saturday. And we're going to go to it now in Matthew 4, verse 18. So just get your Bibles ready. Matthew 4. And we're going to read from verse 18. As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, throwing a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." They immediately left their nets and followed him. And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in a boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets, and he called them. They immediately left the boat and their father and followed him. Now, in my Bible, again, Jesus' words are in red. Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Follow me. And the other day, when I was acting on some of the things that Dr. Wesley Paul had talked to us about, I went back to that scripture and I read it again. And it's a scripture that I've read again and again and again. But I read it again. And you know, sometimes you get so used to a scripture that you start to blind yourself to what's in there. And something jumped off the page because I went back to it again. And we've been talking about meditating on the word, haven't we? And I was meditating on this scripture. And the word immediately jumped off the page. They immediately left their boats and followed him. They immediately. Now, if anybody knows the meaning of immediately, it means at once, instantly, straight away, right away, right now, instantly, now, immediately. There's an urgency behind that word, isn't there? An urgency. And I was thinking about it, and I thought, if someone was ill now in our congregation, which you won't be, but if you were, and someone started to shake, or felt ill, or fainted, or started to show signs of a heart attack, or something even worse, well, what would we do? What would we do? We'd react. We'd help them. Would we do it 5 minutes later? No. When would we do it? Immediately. We do it straight away. We do it immediately. Don't wait, do we? If you see someone suffering, you don't wait. You might call an ambulance. Help, you'd shout. Help, someone call 999 while you're doing the first aid. Maybe my Rebecca, who's studying medicine, can do a little bit better of a scenario on that than me. But you'd get somebody over. You'd shout them over, go and call 999, call the ambulance. You won't say, just wait a minute, actually, no. Let's just check. Not sure, actually. I'm not sure whether he's already gone or not. Let's just hang on a minute. No, he might be all right. He might be okay. Don't bother with that ambulance. No, he might be all right. He'll be all right. Still not moving. Let's just... Oh, he's still not moving. Oh, it looks bad, this. This looks bad. Maybe we'll call an ambulance in half an hour. Is that what we do?
Never.
We'd be acting immediately. We don't wait. And of course, if it's a life-threatening condition, there's moments to spur. I'd like to think we may also pray and we may also minister healing. But it's just an example just for this purpose this morning. You'd be acting immediately, immediately. Well, friends, it's the same in the world at the moment, isn't it? It's the same. There's an urgent case happening in the world. There's an urgency, and it needs to be immediate. They immediately left their nets and followed him. They immediately left their boats and their father and followed him. They immediately did it. They immediately followed him. And it led me to think about the meaning of the word immediately. Now, I've already given you the dictionary definition, but if we go to the Greek, and we often go to the Greek within our studies, and I encourage you to do it because it's been such a blessing to me since I started going to the Greek and finding out the meanings. And the word in the Greek is ethos, ethos. It means immediately, it means immediately. And it was really interesting to me because it means to be well off and to prosper if you break it down to the root word, ou. To be prosperous, to be well off. And it can also mean that we are acting well. Is that interesting? Yeah. So the root word of it, the. And it also interested me when I looked at the second part of the word, thus, that it can also mean in this way. In this way. So, if you put the root word and the end part of that word together, therefore, it led me to wonder, can it be deemed to do something immediately is to do it in the way and do it in this way to prosper. So as we've read in the Bible, those words in the Bible, to act immediately, to do it immediately, and then you will prosper. Praise God. Isn't that beautiful? Beautiful. Waiting can sometimes be a hindrance. Waiting can often leave you behind. Waiting can often make you feel a little bit fed up. And sometimes you need to act immediately. And I would say when the Lord is speaking to you all the time, every time, so that when God is speaking to you, clearly you do it now. Now, unless he said next week. Praise God. You do it now. You act on his word. When do we act on the words in the Bible? Immediately. Applying them into your life. Immediately. Now. And we spoke in the new year about the time being now. Now is the time. Now is the time. I do believe that so strongly, friends, that now is the time. We need to act now. Immediately. If we go later into Matthew, we read about Jesus telling his disciples about his death and resurrection. And in Matthew 16, verse 24, Jesus' words again, if anyone wants to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. And the verse continues, for whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. If anyone wants to come after me, he must deny himself. We must deny ourselves. We must take up our cross and we must follow him. When? Immediately. We need to do it immediately. We need to do it now. Bishop Michael challenged the men recently, I'm led to believe, because my husband was there at the men's breakfast. And he came home and he told me all about it, that Bishop Michael was talking about being fully in. And are you fully in? Is that right, men? Those of you that were there, are you fully in? Are we fully in? Are we being immediate in our lives? Are we applying what's in the Bible immediately and being fully in to what Jesus is telling us to do? The directions from the Holy Spirit that we are listening to. Staying close, reading the word, spending time in prayer and listening and being led by him. Are we fully in for the kingdom? It's very quiet. Are we fully in for the kingdom? Amen. Are we fully in? Are we fully in for the works of the Lord? And are we fully committed to his will for our lives? Amen. Amen. I would like to think we are, friends. We hear people say it, don't we? Oh, well, I'm just wanting what his will is for me. I'm waiting on him and I'm just wanting to find out what he's going to do next. Not heard from him. He's not telling me anything. Maybe you've not been reading your Bible. Maybe you've not been praying. Maybe you've not been spending time listening. Maybe you've not been going to church. Something to think about, isn't it? You do hear people saying that, well, I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting for his will to be done. Waiting for his will to be done in the life. What did we say in Job? To be doers of the word, not just hearers. If you've heard it, and then we need to do it, we need to apply it. And you know, friends, if you found him, you don't need to seek him anymore, because you might seek his will, but you don't need to keep seeking him. Because if you are a believer and you have made a commitment in your life, you've found him, and your life will never be the same. I promise you that. There's lots of nods there, because I know, friends, what he's doing in some of your lives, and it's just wonderful. Miracles taking place in your lives. Testimonies just flowing from you. Once you've found him, you don't need to keep seeking him. You do need to wait and meditate on his word. But you need to act immediately on what he is telling you. Stop bobbing around in the aquarium like little fish. Start doing. Start flying. I like that, actually. Flying fish. Flying out of the tank. If we think about our church now, we're going to fly out of the tank. Actually, think about our church as that tank with no top on. No roof. We heard about that from Wesley Paul. No roof. The fish flying out. Flying fish going, spreading the gospel. Going wider into the world. Not just here on a Sunday, not just here in the cafe on a Tuesday and a Thursday, going wider to other places in Oral, speaking to the people outside the co-op, speaking to the people at the post office when it's open in the week, sharing the gospel. Some of you, it may just be a smile to start with, and some of us, it may be a little bit more deep, as my conversation was in the car with my friend. But you know, in the book of Job, we are reminded to be doers of the word. And here we have direction from Jesus. And it says to follow him. And we need to drop those nets and we need to do it immediately. Amen. 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 Friends, if you believe that you are the righteousness of God, and you do, don't you? Yes, amen. You are the righteousness of God. Then all these things shall be added unto you. We read that in the Bible. All these things shall be added unto you. Not some, not a few, but all these things all these things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And as you share and as you speak to others that gospel message, all those things that we read about in the Bible will be added unto you. It says, do not take any concern for tomorrow. I think we're going to go to that scripture now. We're going to go to Matthew, and we're going to look at verse 3 in chapter 6. Let's do it now. Chapter 6. And we're going to look at verse 33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Seek it first. And all these things shall be given to you. Therefore, take no thought about tomorrow, for tomorrow will take thought about the things of itself. Sufficient to the day is the trouble thereof. Yes, we know in life, we've heard this morning as we were worshipping, that chains sometimes need to be broken. There are troubles ahead. There's a song in that, isn't there? There may be troubles ahead. I don't know all the words. But there may be troubles ahead. And we know that because the Bible tells us that will be troubles ahead. But another song that just comes to mind is, don't worry about a thing. Because every little thing is going to be all right. It's going to be all right. It is. You know it is. You can see it on your face. You know it is. Every little thing is going to be all right. How do we know? Because the Bible tells us so. There's another song in that as well. If any of you went to Sunday school, you see Hannah nodding. How do we know? Because the Bible tells us so. Bible tells us so, and that's why it's so important to continue to meditate on these words in the Bible. We often hold back from sharing testimonies or witnessing to people. We complicate it, as we've already said, and we often hold back in fear. We worry about what might happen if we speak the gospel. I've been there, believe me. I've held back. Do I say it now or not? Oh, you take that big gulp. Just say it. If the Lord is leading you, just say it. You'll know when it's the time to speak it. What will people think of me if I invite them to church? What will people think of me if I tell them I went on a Saturday morning as well as a Sunday? Oh, they think I'm really radical. Good. Think I'm radical. Great. That's brilliant. Keep doing it. Keep stepping out and keep acting in faith and using the love that Jesus, just let it flow from you. Just let it flow. Very often we have a I can't mindset, don't we? Can't. Go on, be honest with me, friends. Who sometimes has been like that? Can't do that. But you can. And I shared last Wednesday that you can, because the Bible tells us that you can, because all things are possible through Christ who strengthens you. All things are possible. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You can do all things. It doesn't say some things. It doesn't say you can do one thing. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. All things. From the Bible, friends. All things. Take immediate action. I'll share the testimony of my immediate action. And it was leading up to Wesley Paul coming visiting. And I had this strong sense that I should invite somebody to that weekend. Prayed about it. Stepped out, spoke to the person, and I said, do you know, it'd be great if you could come on Saturday morning. I think you'd really enjoy it. I'll come sometime. My friends, it's somebody I've been working on for a while. And the Lord's been leading me with conversations for a long time. And I thought, this is the day. Wesley Paul's coming. I'm going to do it. I'm going to say it again. You should come. Why don't you come? Come and see. Come and see what Living Faith Church is all about. And I was really disheartened. I was disheartened because that person didn't come. I was really upset, quite discouraged. But I went to the Lord in prayer. And I know the answer why. I'm not going to share that this morning. But sometimes, friends, it's easy to just go into that negative decline, isn't it? Be discouraged really easily. Being discouraged, and we make it so simple and we do it. But sometimes the time isn't God's time. And I do believe that that person wasn't to come that week. Maybe the message that Dr. Wesley was preaching that weekend wasn't a message for that person. God knows. God knows it's between him and God, between them. But friends, what you mustn't do is stop. You mustn't be discouraged. Will you stop? Because think about that racehorse that's running the race. You see the Grand National, don't you, with the hedges. That racehorse that might buckle at the first won't win the race. If it buckles and turns and runs away from that first hurdle, it won't win that race. And we're winners. And as believers, we mustn't buckle. We mustn't stop and buckle. We must go and run that race. Keep going, keep going. There's words of encouragement from Paul in the Bible, and woe, win, run. Woe is me if I don't preach the gospel. Run the race and win lives for the kingdom. Amen. So just ask the question to yourselves. I don't expect a show of hands, but did you invite someone today? Have they come? And if they've not, please don't be discouraged. But keep running that race. Don't buckle at that first hurdle. Don't stop asking. Don't give up on people. Jesus didn't give up on us, did he? No. God didn't give up on us when he sent his son to the cross. He didn't give up on us. So don't give up on people. Don't give up on your family. Don't give up on your friends. Don't give up on your work colleagues. Keep shining your light and keep sharing the gospel message. It's such a joy to hear of young people going over to Greece and sharing the gospel. We can't all do that. That's not what we're all called for. But there's young people there that went with my daughter to Greece and they were sharing the gospel message. What a joy. What an absolute wonderful thing. And there's conferences coming up this next week where they're traveling together again. Young people going out there. And maybe it's as we get older sometimes, we become a little bit more fearful of things. I was thinking about this when I was away, that I've become a bit more fearful as I've got older about the heights. And I'm not really like heights too much. If I climb a mountain, I can feel myself going a bit dizzy. But when I was younger, I wouldn't think twice. So maybe it's just as we get older. So let's take a lead from some of our youth in our church, that they're bold and strong and they go out there. They're not holding back. Let's go for it. Let's go for it, church. Yes? Amen? Old and young alike, let's go. Let's run that race. Whoa, win, run, win. If we go early again, just before we close, to chapter 6 in Matthew again, and we'll read the whole verse together. So chapter 6 again, and we're going to go to verse 25. Therefore, I say to you, take no thought about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. It's not life more than food, and the body than clothing. Look at the birds of the air, for they do not sow, nor do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much better than they? Amen. time won't allow to go into that scripture, but I would encourage you to go away and just meditate on those words this morning. The Jesus's words in the Bible, the red words in my Bible, and the clear in their meaning. Do not worry, do not consider, do not stress, do not fear. 365 times in the Bible we hear not to worry. Take no thought about your life. Life is much more than food. Start living. Start living for Jesus. Start living a free life. Be free, because that's what he wants for you. He wants us to be happy. He does. He wants us to be happy. He wants us to be joyous. He doesn't want us to be down. Some of you still look a bit down now. Maybe you're just listening really hard. Maybe you're just listening really hard. The life that Jesus wants for you is what he went to the cross for. A free life, so that we can live free. Not living in the past. Live for today. Living for today. And there's a song that we sing very often. This is the day. This is the day. Immediately. Now. Today. This is the day that the Lord has made. Shall we sing it? This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day, friends. This is the day. Do you believe it? Yeah. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let's act immediately on what we've heard today. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Let's go straight into our final hymn. Thank you, Lord, for those words this morning. Go away encouraged today, friends. There's no condemnation in life. He wants you to be free. He wants you to be joyous. It's those fruits of the Spirit that we read about in the Bible, that as you follow his will in your life, you will become more and more joyous, more and more buoyant. Our brother Ethan spoke about it this morning, that whatever situation is heading your way, whatever situation is there as a barrier in your life, don't buckle at that first hurdle. Jump that hurdle. Jump high. Jump out of that aquarium. Be fish that fly. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. And as we go into this last worship song this morning, Lord, we give you all the glory. We have decided to follow you. And we thank you that that life is so joyous, so abundant. And as we follow you, Lord, we pray that we will become fishers of men and we will take more people with us. Taking those fish, taking those people with us and sharing the gospel truths with them. In Jesus' name we pray. We commit this service to you now in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Amen.